When you begin to speak the answer instead of the problem, you activate your faith. Here's Gloria Copeland from the Southwest Believers Convention with today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's just go ahead and look at Mark 11 about saying. You know this scripture. This is where we learn how to walk with faith. It says, Jesus said to them in verse 22, have faith in God. When you tithe, when you sow, when you do anything, do it in faith. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that's one time, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith, that's two times, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's three times that he talked about saying. And the first time you say it, you talk to the problem, you remove it, you say what you want to come to pass, and then the last time you say it, you have it. But in between the first time and the last time, you have to keep saying it until it comes. You say it, you say to the mountain, you speak to the problem. This is why people don't increase. This is one of the biggest problems that any of us have ever had in our lives. And you know what it is? It's this hole right here under our nose. It just, until it's trained, it wants to talk negative. It wants to talk the problem. Why is that? Because it's connected to unbelief down in our spirit. It's connected. It's connected to unbelief in our soul. You have to overcome it. How? Well, you have to change, renew your mind with the Word of God until that's what's there. Whatever the Word says is there. And when you do that and it gets down in your heart, then you begin to hear faith words instead of unbelieving words. Now, this is the key. And this says in Mark, you say to the mountain. So the mountain is the problem. So if we want to change in our money, or we want to get out of debt, we say to the debt, debt, get out of my life. I bind you, debt. I break your power. I command you to be paid off in Jesus' name. Debt, go. Amen. If it's sickness and disease, what do? We say, sickness, go. We speak to the mountain. And when we do it, we believe that those things which we say shall come to pass. Now, you begin to have confidence in your words because your words come from the Word of God. And you believe that those things that you say shall come to pass. Now, we were in Tulsa, and we were learning these things. And we were, still in the little house that wasn't very pleasant, nothing good happening, no money. And we had some tapes. We were just beginning to listen to Kenneth Hagin's tapes. And Ken had gotten a place to preach. Glory to God, he got a place to preach. But he didn't have the money to take me with him, so the kids and I are at home. So I'm listening to the tapes, and I'm taking notes on Brother Hagin's tapes. And he's teaching on Mark 11, 23. And he's saying, have faith in God. I say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things. You know, sometimes you can just be reading the scripture and something will just jump out at you. Things, that word. Those things which he saith shall come to pass. I saw that day something that changed my life. I saw from that scripture, I'd heard it before, but it's new to me still. And I saw that these words came to me. Inconsistency lies the power. And I saw that the things, it wasn't just the things I say when I'm at church or when I'm talking about the Bible or it's not just the things that I say in a certain setting, but it is the things that I say all the time that come to pass in my life. And you can find that over and over and over in the scripture about words. So this is what came to me. Inconsistency lies the power. In the consistency of what I say lies the power to change things in my life. In the consistency of what I say lies the power to throw those mountains out of my life. And I saw that it's not just what I say at church. It's not just what I say in prayer, but it's what I say day in, day out, to the neighbors, to the family, to the husband, to the children. It's what I say and say and say and say and say all the time that comes to pass in my life. This is where we miss it. This is where faith people miss it. This is where we all have missed it, because it's the most difficult thing to change. Your habit of saying the wrong thing and your habit of saying things that are against you instead of for you. It's like we're raised to speak words that belittle ourselves or that rob from us or that steal from us. You know, and if somebody is bold and they say something just wonderful about their lives, it gets everybody's attention. They think, well, he certainly is a braggart. No, just say what you want to come to pass. Whatever you're praying and believing for, you say it all the time, and you stop saying anything different. Once you believe God for your finances, let's just say you're believing for a car. We had to believe God for a car. I saw that it's what I said day in, day out about that car that comes to pass in my life, not just what I say when I pray. Now, I know that's elementary, but this is where people miss it. Because you want to say the negative. You want to quit. You want to pray and believe God and then say in a couple of weeks, I don't have that car. Why don't we have it? Why hasn't something happened? Why is it that nothing's happened on this car? Or this house, or this job. I've been looking for a job. I've been saying I have a job, and now it's been 3 weeks. I don't have a job. Or you usually don't even connect it to what you prayed. If you prayed that, you just, hello, hey, Sue, how you doing? No, I don't have a job yet. Yeah, I've been looking, but I don't have one. That's what happens most of the time. It's conversation. You know, if you stop and think about it, maybe you'd make the right confession, but then somebody asks you a question. Did you get your car? No, I don't have it yet. Well, what is the answer to that? Well, that same scripture says, believe you receive it when you pray. So, in the time between the time you believe you receive it and you pray about it, you believe you receive it, then say it that way. I have this car. I believe I receive it. Did you get your car yet? I'm believing I receive it. Actually, you know, if you can't say that, you don't have to say anything. But don't say, I don't have it. You go to work, they say, did you get your car yet? I'm believing I've received it. And smile. Don't say, I believe I receive it. Have something in your attitude that says victory. Amen. I know this is, this never gets to be a run in the park, I don't think, because I still have to watch my mouth. I still have to watch my mouth. Now that saying, say it, I have it, and in conversations refuse to say you don't have it. Are you still, how are you feeling? Well, I believe I'm healed. You don't have to say, man, you wouldn't believe how bad I feel today. I just feel like a dog. No, don't say that. Are you sick? Yeah. Ooh, am I sick? Oh, my. Say, I believe I'm healed. If you can't say, I believe I'm healed, just grunt. Don't say I'm sick. I'm telling you, it's not easy, but this is faith. Inconsistency lies the power. Glory to God. So, we are, how did I get over there in Mark 11 already? Anyway, he believes that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, the Greek word there means to take. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. It's an action word. Believe that you take them. When you pray, you take. And then you talk that you've got it. When you pray, you take. You don't pray and hope. You pray and take. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, you take it. And you go from that place of prayer with it. And you keep your soul full of the fact that I have it. And you refuse to say anything else. I didn't say it was easy. I'm just saying this is the way faith works. When you begin to say to other people, well, I don't have it. I'm still sick. I feel bad. You just have to think of ways to let people know you're not dying somewhere or other without saying I'm dying. I believe I'm healed. And you refuse to speak anything else. If you're believing for a home, don't get discouraged. Say you have it. You go to prayer. You thank God for it. You pray in the Spirit. You do all the things. But say you have it. I believe I have received it. Well, you have your new house. Well, you don't have to say, yes, I have it. But you could say that if you wanted to. But you can say, I've believed I've received my house. I've taken my house by faith and I have it. To take it. You take it and you don't let go of it. When you take your healing, don't let go of it. Don't let a pain talk you out of it. Don't let a fever talk you out of it. I've taken my healing and I have it in Jesus' name. In consistency lies the power, the consistency of your words to stay on the fact that you've believed you've received it and you've taken it and you say so. You say so. Amen. And that's where people lose it with faith so often. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith, let's go back to Mark 11, talking about faith. Have faith in God. Now we say to the mountain, we talk to the problem, we tell it what to do. You get out of here in Jesus' name, be cast into the sea. We don't doubt in our heart. And when we pray, we believe we receive it. And then we say it, and we say it, and we say it, and we say it. What do we say? Do we say the problem? No. We say the answer. We say, I have it. I thank you for it. I thank you for that car, Lord. I'm believing for it. I've sown for it. I'm a tither and I'm a sower. And I'm thanking you for my new car. You ask for it. You believe you receive it. And you have it. And you just see yourself in that car. You see yourself in that car. And you go out and you look at your old car and you don't get discouraged. You think, you look at that old car and you say, that's okay, buddy. You're doing a good job for me. I got a new car, but I appreciate you. The Lord gave me you or I'd be walking. I got a new car coming. I believed I've received it. It's mine. It's on the way. Hallelujah. Or a house or a building or a factory or a business or whatever else you can think of. You can't think of anything that faith won't work on. You just have to work it. Amen. Believe you receive it and you say it and you say it and you say it. It's mine. I have it. You take possession of it when you pray. I guess that would be a short way to say it. You take possession of it when you pray. And if you want more faith, where do you get it? The Word of God. You get your faith from the Word of God. If you're in a believing mode, you've got to have a miracle. You just feed yourself on the Word of God more than normal. But normal is you feed on the Word of God too. I mean, you don't just do this when you need help. That's why a lot of times it doesn't work. You get into the faith mode believing you receive it when you pray, and I have it. and then you operate that way. Amen? You go, and it'll work on anything, but it won't work without the Word of God. It's not just a formula. It takes the Word going in your eyes and in your ears, getting doubt in your heart, making faith all the time. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want more faith, where do you go? More Word. So there's not really any excuse for any of us to not have faith. And if we have faith, we have answers. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So believing and saying is part, a major part of the prosperous life. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3, look at 1 Peter 3. And you know, it's not what you know, it's what you actually do that takes place. For he, verse 10, well, let's look at 8. Finally be ye all of one, this is 1 Peter 3. Finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be tender hearted. Pitiful, it doesn't mean like pitiful. It's tender hearted. Be tender hearted. Don't be pitiful and sad, but be tender hearted is what that word means. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil. If somebody's mean to you, you bless them, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. If somebody's doing evil to you, bless them, knowing that you are therefore called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Does that agree with Mark 11:23 about your words? Let him, if you want to see good days, make that tongue behave. Speak good things if you want to see good days. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. The New Living says no lies. Let him eschew or turn away from evil and do good, and let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but his face is against those or them that do evil. So that ought to cinch it right there. We are going to be obeying God. We're going to be doing what's right before the Lord. When the Lord looks at me, I don't want him to have to shake his head. I don't want him to see evil. I want him to see righteousness. Amen. And the blessing, the good life, days of good days. I can tell you the Word of God will give you good days, but you're going to have to spend time in it for it to work for you. It won't work once a year. You can come sit through a whole convention. That's not enough. You got to go home and take the Word into your heart and in your eyes. Keep going after the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. Learn how faith works until you get it down and you actually do it. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you so much for giving us revelation in our day about how to live in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, even our believing you and your word overcomes the whole world. Father, I pray for this entire audience today. I'm asking you, Lord, for whatever problem is in their life and situation that they don't have an answer to. I'm asking you, and I believe they're agreeing with me, that you give them wisdom. Give them the word, your word from heaven concerning their situation, of what they're to do and how they're to do it, what they're to say, how they're to act, how we're all to act, Lord. We believe we receive answers and manifestation of the wisdom of God in this congregation. If there are those that don't know exactly what you want them to do next, we agree as touching the fact that they will have the wisdom of God. We all ask for wisdom. Just say, Father, I ask for wisdom. Give me wisdom in the affairs of life. Thank you for your word. It is wisdom. It is full of direction. I take your word. I apply it to my life. I do what you say, and I will walk in the blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now tonight, would you welcome the Strand of Pearls.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD, Strand of Pearls, today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs, and also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
Today, our job is to talk the answer, not the problem. I want you to concentrate on that all day long. Speak to your problem, not about your problem. And maybe you'd say, well, Kelly, I don't know what to say to my problem. I don't know what to do with my problem. Well, then get in the Word today and renew your mind with what He says in His Word about whatever it is that you're facing. You know, my mother's phrase, inconsistency lies the power, is really important. We need to understand what she means. You know, it is the things that you say all day, every day, not what you pray necessarily, but the things that come out of your mouth all day. Renew your mind with what the Word says, and then let His Word come out of your mouth all day. And those are the things that will come to pass. It's not just knowing the Word of God that brings you victory, but it's doing what He says in the Word that'll bring you the victory that you want. Hallelujah. Father, we just commit today to speak Your Word over our lives, to speak what we want, not what we have. We commit to You, Lord, that we see Your Word as final authority in our lives. It doesn't matter what circumstances are. We don't put our eyes on circumstances, but we put our eyes on You today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our product offer this week is a new music CD from the Strand of Pearls, and that's me and Rachel, my daughter, Lindsay and Jenny, my daughters, and my niece, Aubrey. And we did this bluegrass album. I think you'll enjoy it. You know, there's a song on here that would help us today, and it's called Keep on the Sunny Side. So today we're going to keep on the sunny side and speak the right things. Amen. If you want this, just order it today. I think you'll enjoy it. I just want to say thank you. This day is set aside to thank and honor all those who have served in the military in peacetime or wartime. We love you, and we thank you. You know, people, but remember to teach your children to respect and honor the veterans of the United States, and for all they've done and for all they've served. Father, we pray for the veterans of the United States. We pray for those that are in harm's way right now, for all who have served their country. At any time, Lord, we pray for them. I speak the blessing. I speak a hundredfold return, Lord, on all that they gave. Of their time, of their body, Lord, of their mind, of their peace. They gave it to You. They gave it to this country. I speak a blessing over them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And I ask You, Lord, to fill their life up with a hundredfold return. In Jesus' name, amen. Many have died for this country. Many have been wounded. We are thankful for all the sacrifices. And I say today, God bless our veterans. Don't miss our broadcast tomorrow. It's going to be good. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this week's broadcast, log on to kcm.org and order online. We would like to take a moment and express how thankful we are for the men and women who have served in the military in both peace and war times. We're grateful for the service you have given and sacrifices you have made on behalf of this country. We honor each of you and pray for the blessing to be fully manifested in your life.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.